Hallelujah and shalom. Blessed be Jesus. We want to really thank Jesus for a new day. It's not only a new day, this is a new week. It's not only a new week, it's also a new month. It's not only a new month, it's also a new quarter. We are starting the last quarter of 2025. But as we consider about these dimensions of newness, we want to know how can we also renew our thinking today? How can we take advantage of getting to know that we are new? Jesus said, "It is wrong to have new wine and you still put it in a new, in an old wine skin." Jesus said, "New wine is always put in new wine skins. Otherwise, if you put it in the old wine skin, both the new wine and the old wine skin shall burst, shall be lost." New wine skin is our way of thinking, is our perspective. So this day, as we consider the new week, the new month, and the new week, and the new day of 2025, we want to consider having newness of our thinking. Paul, in chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, had already talked to the church and comforted them because of the prospect of getting new bodies. We have already established that the church at Corinth was a church that was pained. It was church that was hurting. It was church that was going through conflict. It was a church that had wounded itself or that was wounded for all dimension. In chapter 1 and the first book of Corinthians, Paul addressed that kind of causes. What were the causes of those woundings and getting back to the old nature? Second Corinthians, now Paul talked about the change of heart and the comfort that these people are supposed to be given because of the trauma they went through, because of the discomfort, because of the pain they needed to be comforted. But we also established that some of the dynamics of comfort, especially from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 7 of the book of Second Corinthians, is that there are dynamics of comfort, and one of it is that the one who is comforting must first be comforted. That Paul had first to deal with his own pain. He had to deal with his own trauma and I, so that he could be able to share his comfort, his healing to the next generation, to his children, so that it is trauma and the people I love, the people who are near and dear to him. And he spoke so many things. He said he changed his travel plan so that he does not continue to wound them. So he was to discontinue the wounding or the hurting or the discomfort. Then he's also talked about that he is a minister of a new covenant. And he talked about he operates under the glory of the new covenant. And then he said that he has got a ministry of the new covenant. And he finally said that as a new person, God has put his treasure and God has put his new treasure or his treasure in the jars of clay. But now in chapter 5, Paul started talking about new bodies, that when they should consider that God shall give them new bodies, resurrected bodies, glorified bodies, that should give them comfort. And indeed, many people dwell and give themselves comfort because of the coming of Jesus. In fact, some people have songs that talks about the coming of Jesus, which is good. The coming of the new age, that is good. Living this world, it is good. And they have hope that is very good. It's very good to get that when you got hope, when you live at the blink of eternity, we live at the vision of eternity, it should give you hope. It should continue. It should give you comfort. But this morning, we want to direct what should give us comfort today. Not only because of the what is coming of the new body. Even in the bodies we are having, even with the old bodies, what should give us new hope or new comfort is that our spirits are new. You see, when you talk about new bodies, that's good. But what about today? I want us to go and read from chapter 5 of the 2 Corinthians from verses 12 all the way to 21. I want to discuss that, and we will be discussing that because we have got new mind, because we have got new spirits. God has renewed our spirits, as Psalms 51 says. David was saying, renew my spirit. Give me a new mindset. Because God has given us a new perspective, even if we are in the same old body, we should be comforted. Because God has allowed us to see him in a new dimension. Because God has made us to be ambassadors of Christ. Because God has given us he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Because God has given us the newness of life, that newness of life should be able to give us to give us comfort. Not only hoping to get new bodies, let's celebrate Christ today in the old body, because we have got the new lives. We have got the new life in ourselves. So in verses 12, Paul is continuing to talk about being an ambassador of Christ. Maybe we can start from verses 11. Because we understand our fearful responsibilities to the Lord, we work hard to persuade others. God knows we are sincere, and I hope you know this too. Are we commending ourselves to you again? No. We are giving you a lesson to be proud of us, so you can answer those who brag about having a spectacular ministry rather than a sincere heart. Now, Paul was now asking these people to be comforted and to take pride in the messages of the new covenant. Paul is talking about him and his team were messages of the new covenant in Christ Jesus. And he said that they would brag in them, other than they take pride in some people who also are proud of their spectacular ministry. You know, there are people who talk about their spectacular ministry rather than having a sincere heart. So the question is, are we proud of our ministry or are we proud of our new heart? We can have a big ministry, a spectacular one, but we do not have a spectacular heart. If we do not have a sincere heart, we should not brag. So the people that they call themselves, the apostles, they were calling themselves super apostles. They were boasting about their ministry, but their hearts were not sincere. Their hearts were leaking. Their hearts were not won. They were not what we call integral. They did not have integrity at all, at all. So Paul continued to say, don't look at them. Look at us. We are your father. I'm your father. If it seems we are crazy, it is being to bring glory to God. If people think that we are crazy, we seem that we are crazy because of the things we do, is because of the glory of God. And if we are in our right mind, it is because of your benefit. Either way, Christ's love controls us. Paul says it is the love of Christ that controls them. The many things that Paul is doing that gives him comfort today is because the love of Christ is the one that is controlling. Sometimes he does not even want to love people by himself, but the love of God supersede everything, and he has to love people. Then he says, since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. Now, this is now the key point we are making in this session. We get comfort because of our new life. We died out of our old life. We got separated from our old life. Why? Because Christ died. He died for everyone, so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they'll live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How different we know him now. Now, this is very important. I want you to see that before we came to Jesus, before our minds were renewed, our spirits were renewed, before we got a new wineskin, we evaluated people from the human point of view. We even evaluated Jesus from a human point of view. I listened to some people who have gone back to culture, and may God forgive them, and they call Jesus a demon. I listened to particularly one naughty person speaking and says that Jesus is a demon. They were calling Jesus a cursed, as Paul would say. But why? Because they were saying that Jesus is only a man. But he says that everybody who considers Jesus as God, that's a demon. Very, very ungodly way of thinking. But the reason to why that happened is because when you consider people only from human point of view, or merely human point, as we also did for Jesus. Jesus, we did that because our minds were not renewed, because we were living in the old one, in the old perspective. We no longer do that again. We no longer look at people from the old point of view. Anybody who is in Christ Jesus, as Paul says, is a new creation. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person, new creation. The old life is gone and the new has begun. We look at people from that point of view. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sin against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we preach, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be an offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. We thank God that through Christ Jesus, we have been made right with God. I think that is the only thing. How did that happen? Through his death, through the pouring of the blood. So we do not need any more blood. We need to shun, to avoid taking the blood of other things. And we look at the blood of Jesus and we hope in the blood of Jesus. So the fact that we are made new, though our bodies are old, is true. One day we are going to get resurrected bodies. But now in the old bodies, in these physical bodies, we need to know that our minds are new and our hearts are new, and that should give us comfort. Father, we thank you for comforting us, for getting to know that one day we'll get new bodies. But even as we are in the old bodies, we get to the fact that our minds are being made new, our spirits were made new. And that is what we call the penalty of sin was paid, and the sin, we no longer have sin, but our minds are being renewed and our bodies shall be renewed one day. We thank you, Jesus, for that kind of knowledge, in Jesus' name.